Okay, fair enough. Not all.
I mean, go down
Not
to the
all.
VFW hall. You'll meet them.
What's the VFW hall?
The
Oh,
Veterans
Vietnam
War
War.
Wars
you
Foundation.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. My Boy
Well,
Scout troop
no
used to
doubt
be at the
people would
VFW
need to,
hall.
wars that they fought in, they would need to justify why they were in those wars. Meaning, if you said the war was meaningless or pointless or a mistake, that they gave their blood weapon. You know, I get that, right? I've spoken to those people who were Iraq war veterans. And when you point out to them, you realize they didn't have nukes. And the person would be like, no, they did have nukes. That's why Dick Cheney even points out they didn't have them at that point. No, I believe that they had nukes and everything else. They need to justify the blood and the sacrifice, right?
They
I get
do. I mean, like, look, it was crazy. At Bagram Air Base, which was the main former Soviet but U.S. base
Afghanistan.
in north of Kabul during the Afghan occupation of Afghanistan for 20 years, they had all these streets. Like, you know, it's like a city, right? There's Starbucks, there's Bank of America, there's KFC, and there were streets with names, with things like Port Authority Police Way and murals on walls of like the 9/11 and the firefighters, like you know, raising the flag, all this 9/11 stuff. And I mean, it was all part of the propagandizing, right? Like they're told, like, you're here to avenge 9/11 and to make sure it doesn't happen again. 9/11 didn't come out of here. Yeah, it didn't. 9/11 came out of Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, both of which got a raise from the US after 9/11. And it's so it's I mean it's fascinating. It's not surprising though. Like, you know, you guys ever drive through, like, there's a zillion little towns that have those posters of veterans on their hanging from their lamppost that say like hometown heroes. It's some company that does it. And you think, and you know, I look at those. I'm always like fascinated by them. And I'm like, here's a person who they didn't come from, you know, LA. This person came from this little town in the middle of America, and they were 17 or 18 years old, and they were sent to the ass end of the world to kill people who they didn't know anything about in a situation they didn't know anything about. In many cases, they'd never left their own state, right? Maybe not even their own county. And of course, obviously, they're easy to lie to. It's not that they're stupid, they're just inexperienced. They don't fucking know.
One of the biggest arguments that me and my son have got into, and he's a smart kid, Thomas. No, Ted, you've met Thomas. Super smart kid. He was just like, Dad, he said, your problem is that you hate America. He said, that is your problem, is that you hate America, that you want us to lose in
Love.
Iran. And I was like, no, I said, here's the fundamental disconnect. I said, I love my country so much that I want our army to come home and not be fighting.